Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom will last forever. We've been mentioning every week about how we typically think of a kingdom as some guy who sits in a castle with a crown on his head. But the kingdom of God is not like that at all. That King Jesus, who's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, shares the message of the gospel with us, that we are separated from God by sin. He pays the penalty for sin himself on the cross, dies, and was buried, and was resurrected. And because he's alive, he is inviting all of us into the relationship with the Father through him by faith. That when anyone hears that message, they become a citizen of the kingdom of God. The passage we shared this past week was in Matthew 5, verse 43 through 48. It says this. It says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who's in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." You know, the context of that particular passage is found in chapter 5, verse 20, where Jesus tells the crowd that their righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. Well, the scribes and Pharisees were the most religious people. They were professional righteous people, if you will, always practicing their religion in order to look a certain way in front of everyone. And all the other people, the common folk, would have felt like they had no chance to be as righteous as the Pharisees and scribes. So Jesus then starts to explain in many ways about things that the scribes and Pharisees would say. Things he would say, "You've heard it said, but I tell you." And in this case, he tells them, "You have heard it said to love your neighbor but hate your enemy. But I tell you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Now, the thing is that this goes all the way back to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, where God told them to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as yourself. But where it got complicated was when they started to decide who the neighbor was. This is the reality that the Pharisees had just an incredible way of taking the law and twisting it to fit their version of what they thought was perfect. And in this case, they had no problem hating their enemy. They had no problem hating the Roman soldiers. They had no problem hating the Samaritans. But Jesus is telling them, "No, I don't want you to do that at all. I want you to actually love them." I mean, can you imagine Jesus saying, "Hey, I want you to love the people that are the ones who are forcing you to give up your rights, the Roman soldiers." And yet that's exactly what Jesus is saying. And I think that's really the biggest problem they had with Jesus because, well, among many things, they expected a Messiah to come who was going to overthrow Rome. And Jesus was literally telling them to pray for the Roman soldiers, pray for Rome. You know, that along with the fact that he was calling them out for their lack of righteousness, they just hated him for it. But when you look at it honestly and soberly, here's what you see, is that Jesus wants our love to be uncomplicated, to see the needs of others and to meet them. Even people who aren't like us. I mean, and isn't it true right now that when we look at our culture, we see just this polarization of people in our society? If you say one thing that people don't agree with, you get canceled. If you go onto social media, you see just this incredible amount of hatred. If you look into the media itself, that we see it everywhere. And yet, Jesus is asking us as kingdom citizens to live out the love of God in the midst of a crooked and depraved generation, that where all the hatred is, that we bring love into the mix, that we figure ways to love those who hate us. We figure ways to love those who would cancel us. We figure out ways to care and pray for our enemies. Father, I pray that you give us your heart for people. We know that that you love people in a way that that we don't. God, give us your heart. We know that our righteousness cannot match up. But Lord, because of your gospel, because of your Holy Spirit in us, we can actually live out the kingdom life. Lord, give us the power to do so. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Just as we finish up today, I want to thank you for listening in. I hope that you'll be back tomorrow to listen in. But take a second and just pray and talk to the Lord about the things that are in your heart when you see other people that aren't like you, and maybe some of the struggles that you've had with loving the people who even hate you. Till next time, God bless.